I want to welcome everyone. This is Jan Marie Doerr, and welcome to the call. It is Thursday, March 4th, 2010, and our topic today is Publish eBooks for Profit, How to Create and Sell Information Products Online to Achieve Expert Status and Make Passive Income. And so I'm going to be covering a lot of content tonight, and the I had a bunch of bullet points on that we're going to cover all of them. I'll make sure I cover it. So it's right from beginning. If you're just getting started or just thinking about information products, I'm going to give you some reasons why it would be good to think about it, and then I'll get more detailed as we go along, so more into the nuts and bolts of it and some of the specific things and the systems or technology that you use, you know, towards the end. But I like to start with some of the basics, even as much as what do you write about and what should I call it and how do I price it and things like that, because I know people have a lot of questions about it. I work with a lot of women who provide a service or an expertise, professional service providers, and information products, I think, is one of the growing trends, a way that you can make some money and passive very often too, and also provide value to people without it taking so much of your time. So it's a nice addition to do, whether you have just one information product that you have. And I'm going to focus on this call particularly on written information products. That's why I call it eBooks. And we'll talk about, you know, eBooks, special reports, workbooks, various things that you can do. And mainly I'll talk about the online way, because I'll talk about how you set it up to, you know, to be downloadable online or how you can sell online. But I will also make reference to how you can sell information products when you're speaking. You know, even when you're speaking for free, you can sell your information products and make money while you speak. So lots of benefits to doing this, and we'll cover that, what the benefits are. And So, jot down your questions as we go along, but I just wanted to introduce myself a little bit more for those of you that might not know me, just to give a little bit of background, and then we'll get right into the content. So I've been a business coach since 1996, actually, and I'm Canadian, live just outside Toronto. I was in British Columbia for 10 years and then moved back to my hometown's Toronto, so I moved back to Ontario a few years ago. And so I've developed my business. I work a lot virtually. I have clients all over the world and use technology. So I've used information products to establish my expertise. I've used it to run programs that I do, workshops and telephone-based group coaching programs. And there's lots of benefits, I know, once I started creating information products, and I have several. I had some more that I took down that were older ones, and so I'm just adding a new one in a little while. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to add my brand new home study system that's just being finalized. But I've received lots of benefits. I mean, the main one is the passive income that I can often write an article about one of my information products or one of the interviews I've done where there's an audio program attached to it with a link, and then that's how I get, you know, people to find out what I have for sale. There's other ways you can do it too, you know, by using keywords and pay-per-click, things like that. But I like the real personal touch to be able to let people know what I have available and how I can help them. But I specialize in working with women entrepreneurs, women business owners, and by specializing, I'm able to help them even more, I believe. So that's one of the things I often recommend is if you don't have either a niche or a target market, a specific target audience that you're wanting to reach, or a sort of specialty or expertise of some sort, and that might be a place to start if you're thinking about creating information products, because the more specialized information you can deliver to a specific group of people, that's where you're going to have more sales of your information products. And because you have more sales, then you are able to almost narrow your specialty a little more and maybe do less one-on-one work. That's often the goal of women I work with, where they want to shift their practice from so much one-to-one time and a little bit more passive income coming in, that you can balance that off. And one of the definitions of financial freedom is that you have enough passive income that it covers your basic expenses, so then you're free to work, you know, as much as you want or not want. And so that's what I'll talk about, how to do that in this call tonight, how you can get started. So this is going to be more the foundation, the starting place, you know, and then you just repeat. What I'll talk about tonight is the steps, and you just repeat that to build over time, you know, build what I call your information empire. And that's what I've been doing. So just about every year I start to create something new, and I often do it from a group coaching program, or I've done it from a workshop, or even from an interview that I've done that I've had the transcription, had it transcribed and sell that as an audio and either a workbook or special report, something like that. And I will talk about all the various types of information products. There's a lot of ideas of what you can do to create an information product. So just to say that I've been doing this for a number of years. I think I created my first product probably 8 years ago or so, quite a long time ago. And the most recent one that I've done that we're just going to be releasing in a couple of weeks, it's my actual step-by-step system that I work with my clients. One of the benefits of information products, and that I've just discovered by doing this, is it really clarifies my thinking. And then I can specifically say, you know, here's how I work with people and here are the steps I take them through. So that's one of the great benefits about an information product, and particularly one that is your system or your home study course, something like that. It helps you really clarify your thinking too. So lots of benefits. Now, I'll also talk today, too, that if you're just getting started with this, often one of the first places people start is with what I call a lead-generating information product, and that you're designing it in order to attract people to your website or get them on your list. So if you don't have that, that would be the place to start, the starting place. And so whether it's, and again, I'm talking mostly about written, so whether it's an e-book or a booklet or a tips list, a special report, workbook, anything like that, and you can start with a digital, so it's a digital download that makes it really easy. And, you can just keep it simple to start. So it might be your top three tips to, you know, whatever your specialty is, that you're giving away some of your how-to information. And then if they want more, that's when they can work with you. But it just starts to help people understand, you know, what you do and how you can help them. So it's a great way to do that. What you can do, and again, if you're just starting with creating your first, maybe your free giveaway, you can create a written report, and then you could also record that. There's ways to record it for free, and I think I'll get to that at some point. And if I don't cover that, ask me the question. But you can record it, and then you could sell it as a package with the. You can either sell it or you can give it away for free if you want. If you want that lead generating and client attraction type of information product. And where you'd have a written report, and then it could just be you reading the report, and that's the audio. So that's a really quick, simple way to get started with information products. Now, I just wanted to say, too, I'm going to give lots of content tonight. I always do give lots of content. But I wanted to say, too, that I know there's some of you that might want more, might want to go further with this. It might give you ideas of the type of information product you might want to create or what you might do. And I'm going to let you know towards the end of the call how you can get that. So how you can extend more and possibly work with me on creating your information products. But you'll get enough on this call to get started. You'll get all the steps that you need. So I'm going to give lots of information. So you might want to take notes, too, as well. So my talk tonight, too, that who this is really for, who it's ideal for, these information products are women, who I mainly work with women, and women who have a service or an expertise. And again, that's who I work with, that it can work really effectively for. So whether you deliver a professional service, and I do work with a lot of coaches and consultants and speakers and trainers, also designers and planners and various professional services, so it works really well for that. Or if you have an expertise of some sort, so that might be speakers and trainers or even wedding planners, you know, various an expertise. And if you want to get your message out to more people, this type of information product can really do that for you. And because of the internet, we can use the internet to spread our message more widely and our information. And I teach a lot of marketing classes too, and I call this information marketing. And it's a great way to educate and almost pre-qualify new clients, new prospects, that you're just basically, you know, teaching, sharing what you know. You might be writing articles. And another tip on how to create your first information product, if you have a series of articles that you've written, you could package those as an ebook or as a special report. That was one of my first ebooks that I did. I did a series of 10 articles, and I intentionally wrote on, at the time, this was quite a few years ago, it was about all about work-life balance, and I wrote a series of 10 articles over about 4 to 6 weeks. I didn't sit down and write them all at once. I sent them out in my newsletter, and then I packaged that as an ebook, and I actually wrote an e-course to go along with it. So an e-course is another example of an information product, and an e-course or a mini-course, they sometimes call it, is basically a little short course that's sent by email, and you can automate this, and I'll talk more about the technology as we go along. I don't want to get too much into that now, but you automate a series of emails, and you might send, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 lessons, perhaps, you know, whether it's every day or every other day, and that could be your free giveaway, your free information product, or you can also sell it, maybe if you do more lessons. I'm noticing a lot of people now are doing a series of even, you know, 25 to 30 lessons, and then they're charging for that. So you can expand out on what you're doing. And if you want to make money from it, that's another way to do it, right? It is a series of lessons. And because they're in email, they're only about a page to a page and a half long. So it doesn't have to be overly long. You don't have to write, you know, 20 pages for each lesson or anything. So very short and to the point, and then people get value from that. So that's another example of information products, quote, but information marketing, basically. It's a great way to do your marketing because then you don't have to work so hard at selling or at convincing people who you are and what you do and why they should work with you. So if you use some of these approaches and techniques in information marketing, it does all that for you. You're able to demonstrate what you know, what you're good at, and, you know, people start to experience that. And then over time, they automatically ask to work with you. They want to work with you. So that's one of the big, big benefits of information marketing and using the information approach for your business. All right, so let me see. I'm covering a lot. I have I actually have an ebook on publishing ebooks. So what I do is I take pieces from each chapter, each section in there. So I sometimes jump around, and I do this class occasionally. So I like it to be different every time. So that's why I sometimes look and say, okay, what else do I want to cover now, so I can cover something else. But let me give you some of the benefits of publishing an ebook or an information product. And again, whether it's you know, a promotional tool that's a giveaway, or whether it's a small ebook that you might just charge, you know, $9.95 for, or whether it's your full home study or self-study system that's, you know, several hundred dollars, you know, whatever that is. But it can what I call brand your business. It develops your personal brand. And it also establishes your credibility. So much as we all know authors that write books, and authors have that, you know, credibility about them because they've actually written a book and people want to connect with them. So an information product can have the same effect, particularly if you publish, you know, your self-study system, in a sense. So it might be something that you'd work towards over time of doing that, but it really starts to establish you as a, you know, quote, expert at what you're doing, and establishes your credibility. So you can actually position yourself as a, you know, quote, expert in your, you know, your area of specialty with an ebook, much in the same way as you would by writing a traditional or a typical book or having a book published. Now, it doesn't quite have the same, you know, cachet as a published book, but it does go a long way. It can really get you started. I know some people that have even published an ebook and then been picked up by a publisher to have that published, you know, by a traditional publisher to have it published that way. So lots of benefits from this. And by positioning yourself as an expert with your information products, you can then charge higher fees for your services because you have that kind of specialized knowledge that you're sharing with people. So it's part of an overall plan, you know, a master plan, that you start shifting away from hourly paid services. You still do that because we still want to work with our clients, but you can do less of that by creating information products so that you're making money. You know, the money's coming in and you don't have to be working. You could be away someplace and you're still getting money coming in. And I have this happen quite frequently, so it's really nice that even when I was away recently for almost a month, I guess, and I was working while I was away, but still the sales come in from either a, you know, an ebook or workbook or an information product and various things that I have. And so you can charge higher fees for your services too by doing this. So with this kind of approach, that you're starting to package your specialized knowledge and then people want to pay for that, and then there'd be more demand for your services. And when there's more demand, you can, you know, start increasing your fees as well. So that's one of the benefits. So it takes a little time in planning, but it's worth the effort to take this approach as part of your long-term, you know, business development strategy. Might be over a year or two or three that you'd be starting to introduce, you know, a small information product and then work up from there. So benefits, I'll just cover a few more of those and then I'll get into more of the content. But you can attract more business with less effort, I say, that you don't have to work so hard to attract clients. You're more easily referable as well. It's amazing. Anytime you make something more tangible or you package it in some way, people then understand what you do and they're able to say to someone else, well, you need to call Mary. She can help you with that. So that tangible thing that you have, you know, in the same way as if it was a book that someone can say, well, this person wrote that book and you need to get that. It's the same thing with your information products. So you start to get more referrals as well. The media get interested very often. If you have something like this, it's a, you know, it's a, maybe a reason to send a press release or a media release. And the media are looking for experts to interview and to write about. And so if you, you know, develop something that there, you might generate interest that way as well by developing some information products. So that's some of the benefits. And It expands your, expands your business globally. So a lot of women work locally, and that's fine, and you can do it. You know, you can expand your reputation locally as well. But it does have the benefit, if you have an information product, that you can go beyond your local area. So whether it's you know, in your state or province, or whether it's nationally or even internationally by using the internet, because a lot of information products are sold over the internet. So it really expands your reach more globally. And then what I've seen happen is it shifts your service delivery slightly. Whatever your service you're offering, it just starts expanding your thinking about what's possible. Or people start to see you from the distance and then they want you to come and speak about your topic, whatever you've written about in your information product. So you start getting people contacting you that way. So types of products. I was going to give a sense of the types of information products. And I said I'm referring mostly to written ones, but there's so many things you can do with information products now. But I'm mainly talking about an ebook, which is, I'll talk a little later about links. Ebooks can be anywhere from, you know, even 2 to 4 pages. They can be very short, but that would be more of a special report, would be something short. Probably if it's less than, you know, 10 or 15 pages, it might just be a special report. But an ebook can be various sizes. It can be short, you know, from 20 to 40 to 50 pages, something like that. Or a larger one would be, you know, say 60 to 80 pages. Ebooks are rarely over 100 to 120 pages. I think 120 would be the maximum because very often an ebook is downloaded. That's and again, if you're just starting, that's often the easiest way to do it. Just have it as a what they call a digital download, where someone you take your ebook or your workbook and you actually convert it into a PDF file. And there's free ways to do that. If you don't have Adobe, the PDF converter, you can get free PDF software that converts it. And then you just provide a link to people, and they go to your website, and they can just download it right there, and they print it off themselves. So that's often the easiest way to do it without getting into shipping out tangible information products. But definitely that's the next step, is to go to the tangible one where you're actually sending it out to people. But digital is a starting place. So workbooks, if you've been doing any workshops or seminars, anything like that, and you have some material that you use, you can then package that into a workbook and sell that. Now, anytime you add audio to an information product, a written one, it increases the value. It almost doubles it. So because you have what they call a multimedia format, so you're doing it in more than one format. So if you have an e-book or a workbook, anything like that, you might want to record an audio, and whether it's you reading it, and you don't want to just straight read it, you want to almost speak it, use an outline and then speak off the top, but you can do a recording of it. Or you could have someone interview you on your topic. That's another great way to do it, where you give someone a series of questions and they interview you on your area of specialty, or they ask you, tips that you'd like to give to people. So that's another great way to create an audio. And then you could package it with a written content. And usually when you're writing it, you're just creating it as a Word document, basically. If you're on a PC, it's just a text document or Word. So you can do all the formatting, anything like that you want, and you can include checklists or assignments, exercises, anything like that. And then you're just converting it to a PDF and having people download it. So you can add audio. Now, video is really popular. You might have noticed that video is becoming more and more popular. And I'm not going to get into detail about video, but that's something else you can do as well with an information product, is if you're into video and you wanted to do that, you could package that as well. Now, if you've created an initial information product, there's many things you can do with it. And I'll give you several ideas here. I've got about 12 or 13 ideas of what you can do with an ebook. So this is taking an ebook and then almost reformatting or repurposing it in different ways. So you can take an ebook and say it was a longer one. Maybe it is 80 pages, and you've written it as 8 chapters, and there's 10 pages in each chapter. You could actually split that up if you wanted and give it either give it away or sell it as reports. So you could either package an 80-page ebook and sell that for whatever, and I think I'll get into pricing later, not at this point, but maybe you wanted to sell it. Well, what I'll say about pricing is they say that if you're just getting started with information products and selling them, that starting with a bit lower price point, because you want to get people used to buying something from you, and they say that under $50 is a good price point, so keep it at $49 or less for your first one, that people can buy at that lower price point, and it just gives them a taste of you, of what you're about, But you can break that up, and you could sell it as individual modules, break it up into eight little mini workbooks or 8 reports, and sell them for $10 each, and, then instead of $49, it's, it's $80 that you're making for it. So that's just one idea, but again, you want to think about your audience and what they would prefer. Some people just like to download a whole, 80 pages and then print it themselves rather than, 8 different downloads that they'd have to do. But certainly you can do that. What some people also do is break it up, a longer workbook, and break it up into a series of lessons. So another example or another idea would be, and again, we have this same 80-page workbook, and you've got 8 chapters. You could do an e-course that would go along with that. And I said earlier, an e-course is little mini lessons that are sent by email, and you use what's called an autoresponder system, which means it's the emails are automated. And so you set them up in advance. They're just like an email, same kind of thing, but it's just got a little bit more technology that you set it up to be delivered to people, and they sign up for it, and then they automatically get the email. So you could set it up as a series of lessons, And so they would get, an ebook download and then a series of 8 lessons that would maybe give them an assignment or give them more tips, something like that. And then automatically you can charge more for that. So anytime you're adding more types of formats, you're adding audio or you're adding an e-course or video or something, something else, you can charge a little bit more. You can use an ebook and break it up into articles and actually there are virtual assistants that will help with this. So if you don't want to do it yourself, if you've written a whole ebook, you can get someone to work with it and divide it up into a series of articles. And then you post your articles online if you have, a blog or you want to post them at article directories. And then that has, when you post them at article directories, that has links back to your website, and that brings people back to get your information product. So it's a nice little cycle that you have where you, give them a portion of it and then bring them back to buy it. Maybe you're giving some away for free, and then they come back to buy the whole package. Tips booklets. This is another idea of an information product, and again, this is a great starting place, is because it's so easy to create. Just package up your best tips, and whether it's again digital that people could just download it, it would be a formatted PDF document, or this might be something that you could get printed, and you could either hand it out as a giveaway when you're out networking, instead of or in addition to a business card. If you give people your tips booklet and it has in there, it also has your bio, a little about you and your services and your website. So it's doing the selling for you, but you're giving people value in that way. And, you can give it out at networking events or seminars or conferences. And you'd include information in there about your other services or if you have any other products, anything like that. So that's a nice little, again, it could be a giveaway. Some people do charge for them. Some people create a series of booklets and they'll charge something for them. And a booklet, you can also get someone to sponsor it. I've seen this work really well where someone I know got sponsorship for her booklet. So on the back page, she sold the space on the back page to a sponsor that paid for the printing, and so it didn't cost her anything. Or also you can make bulk sales of your booklets to a corporate account, for instance, that they might buy, 200 of your tips booklets for their conference or for their annual meeting or something like that. So that's a great way on a small scale to create something and make some money from it. Or, again, use it to give away as a lead generator too. And that, we call that an information product because basically it's sort of downloading your information that you have that you want to share with people that you'd know would make a difference for them. I mentioned e-course, so I've covered that. Workbooks, I think I referred to workbooks. That's another, an information product. And again, if you're delivering seminars or talks or workshops, just take your notes and package that as a workbook. Now you can do the digital download, or you can sell it either online, or you can sell your workbook if you're out speaking. So an example would be you might be out giving a free talk, and then you have your workbooks there for sale that people can buy. I've seen that work very effectively too, where you might sell it for $20 or something, and it might be the workbook that goes along with the talk that you're giving. And a number of people will want more. They'll want to take a piece of you home with them or want more of what you're saying. So if you have, a workbook or might be something from your ebook or a CD, the CDs can work well, the audio, that you have a couple of CDs that you've recorded that you can make money. They call it making money at the back of the room when you're out speaking and you have some information products to sell. So again, you can start very simply, and I think this is the beauty of it. It doesn't have to be overly complex to begin with. And in fact, I recommend starting simply. So don't try to go and develop your whole, home study system to begin with. Start with something small, a report, a short ebook, a tips booklet, a short workbook, and just package that. You can do a spiral bound workbook that you could sell at your talks. And then right away you've got your information product. And then you just start developing more of them over time. You can also use information products. You can use it to deliver a teleseminar or a teleclass. So again, that's a slightly different type of information product, and I won't get into a lot of detail about that. But you could offer a free teleclass as a promotional tool for your ebook as well. It's often a great way to. I'm not quite doing that today myself, but I am giving a free call, a free teleseminar. So it could be a lead in. I'll be doing this in future in a few weeks. Something that will be a lead into my information product that I'm offering. And so, you know, you give away tips on the call, and whether it's a teleseminar on the phone, or you could do it as an in-person talk, and then it leads into your information product that you have. All right, so I think I'm going to open up for just a minute and see if there's any questions. I've been doing a lot of talking, and I have lots more to cover, but are there any questions so far? Anything I've said that you want more on, or... something that wasn't clear?
Yes, I have a question about the virtual assistant you were talking about. When you talked about breaking things up into articles, if you had the ebook, which had 8 chapters, and then, you know, creating articles from that, I'm intrigued by that idea, well, by all the ideas you've been talking about, indeed, but also I had heard tell of using virtual assistants or virtual writers in order to generate some of the, so you're creating the body of it and then people are sort of massaging it into shape a little bit.
Yes.
How does that work, and how do you find people, and how do you know that they're good?
That's a great question. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is one of the hard things, is finding good people. You know, to get referred. Actually, that's, I do refer to certain VAs, and the one that I'm missing right now is sort of a good, you know, writer, editor. They're hard to come by, too. So referrals are a good place to do, and I'm on the lookout for a good one, too, so if anybody knows one. Because virtual assistants do a whole variety of tasks, you know. But and I sometimes recommend using more than one. So you might have one that's doing some editing and formatting for you, or some graphic design as well. They might be designing a cover for your information product. And then there might also be one that has a different skill set that does the technical part, that actually converts it to a PDF for you and then sets it up online that it can be downloaded, or sets up your autoresponder for your e-course or something like that. So
the
technical skills like that, they're easier to come by. And there's a lot of women and a lot of virtual assistants like that. And I do have I have a few that I recommend as well. I think it's the editing skills are a little harder. One thing I did, though, years ago, I was lucky because the virtual assistant I worked with had been a writer and an editor. And that was when I was creating my first ebook. And what we did was we set me up on a schedule, and this really helped me get it written, that every Friday, every week, I was supposed to send her a chapter. And it was a shorter ebook, so it was about 10 to 12 pages every week. Mm-hmm. And so the good thing was I could just write a draft, and I could write it quickly. It was very easy to do, and I had my deadline to get it to her every week. And then she would edit it and fix it up and move things around and everything, and then I just approved the final. But it was such a great system that I got it done fairly quickly. And she was, you know, I didn't have to think too much about editing as I was doing it.
Right.
And she was able to do it for me. Another great way to do it, and this is another tip about creating content, is you can record yourself. So much like I'm doing here with a teleseminar, what you could do is have anywhere from 6 to 8 questions can be a one-hour teleseminar. You don't need a lot. So either you could talk about it yourself. You know, you'd have your topic and then the questions that you want to cover, and you could just talk about it and record it. Or you could have somebody interview you. That's a great way to do it. And you can get free bridge lines to do a teleseminar like this and have it recorded. And then you get it transcribed. So there are a lot of people that do transcription. That's fairly easy to find, and I do have transcription. One that I recommend is the Admin Source. So I think it's theadminsource.com, I believe, is their address.
Right.
And it's Susie Ward. She's excellent for transcription. So that's another quick way.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people don't like to sit down and write. It can be challenging to think, oh, I've got to sit down and write 100 pages,
challenge.
You know.
Yeah, because sometimes I find the information comes so quickly that when I slow down to write it, it stunts me a little bit. I feel like I lose my groove a little bit. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. So this is a great way. So you can get a free telephone bridge line at something like freeconferencecall.com, and you can record the audio for free. Or you could just, you can record right to your computer if you want to just record yourself, and just speak it much as you'd be giving a talk.
Right.
There's a free recorder called Audacity, Audacity. It's a software download, and you can record directly in your computer with just a microphone.
Perfect.
You can edit, you can do editing and all kinds of stuff, so you'd record the audio.
Yeah.
And then again, someone could transcribe it for you. I've also done this when I've given a talk. You know, I've gone to a women's group and given a talk, and I've actually had a digital recorder in my pocket where I've recorded it. And a digital recorder, you can actually hook them up to the computer.
Right, and then download it from there.
Download, and I have a speech recognition software, and that's another thing I recommend. I use one called Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Okay, so, I've heard of that one, yes.
Yeah, it's speech recognition
software. You find that's quite good?
Software. It is. You need the, not the basic version. You need I think it's the professional version or the preferred version. It's about $150 instead of $75, sort of in that range. So it's worth paying just a little bit more and you get better accuracy.
Okay.
People say the one that's under $100, you don't get quite as much accuracy.
Gotcha.
So paying just a little bit more. I use mine all the time. I use it even when I'm writing an article because I speak and think about three times faster than I can type.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I record a lot.
You record a lot, and then you have Susie transcribe that, and then you begin to work your product from there.
Yeah, or the Dragon Naturally Speaking, it's voice to text. Software.
It's voice. Oh, it's directly voiced. Oh, okay.
So
when
it
types it up. Okay. So then you just from there the editing takes place and then that's your product. It's that simple?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it
sounds
very
simple because I can talk for hours and hours and hours and hours. Like I just love my topic so much and I'm so passionate about it that I literally could just sit there and go on forever. And people for years have been saying you should record this, and I hadn't really understood sort of how to go about that. But I'm kind of the penny's dropping tonight.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
super.
Use your recordings, too. Like you might use an initial recording just to get the content and get it transcribed or use the Dragon Naturally Speaking. And then you might also, because you've got a good voice, too, just do some recordings to go along with it. Because anytime if you have a written ebook, if you have a couple of audio recordings with it, there's more perceived value. And then people like to learn in different ways. Some people like to read. Some people like to listen. So if you're giving an additional format for how people can consume your information, they'll pay more. They might even pay more attention to it, too.
Right. So, fantastic.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So may I ask another question?
Sure.
Okay. Over time, as your products are developing, I guess my question or concern is because you're often talking about similar types of things. Is there some repetition that comes a part of the different products that come in, and does that sort of naturally happen where you'll be kind of someone may purchase something where you're covering points that were covered in another type of product that you offered as well, and how does that? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question too. And there is that. I usually, if I'm including something from one product in another one, I don't include it exactly. I'll change it up.
Okay.
But people just they want the information, so they don't mind if it's if they're
there's
seeing
some overlap
something again.
Or,
you know, you're putting
it,
positioning it in a different way. But you would want to change it up slightly, like not taking it, you know, word for word from one to the other.
Okay.
And something related to what you're asking, too, another great way to write an information product is on your blog. So anyone that's blogging, you can do blog posts. If you plan out what you want to write And so, you know, maybe you have 10 chapters, and then you're going to write on, do your outline of what you're going to write about, and then do them as a series of blog posts. There was a program that was called Blog to Book and blogging. So this relates to your question in that even though people will be reading your blog posts, they will still buy the information product when you package it all up because they want it in something where they can consume it easily, and a lot of people are willing to pay for that. So even though you're putting your content out for free, you're organizing it in a different way. So it might be on your blog, and then you're packaging it into an e-book or an information product.
And
they'll still consume it. But they do say to change it just slightly. You know, you don't want it exactly the same.
And I guess that kind of naturally happens a bit anyway, doesn't it? Like you mentioning, like your audience is a little different. Everything comes out a little differently, even though it's a similar message.
That's right.
So, great. Now, when you're working with an ebook and then you're taking that a little bit further to the written material, the printed material. Does that sort of look and feel the same as the ebook does? It's just a printed version, like a hard copy for someone, that it's the exact same product?
It can pretty well. Sometimes it's a slightly different formatting. With an ebook, if it's just going to be consumed online, sometimes people actually read them online. Some people will print them, but some people read online. So often the font's a little larger on an ebook, like a 12-point font.
Whereas
if you're printing it and shipping something out that's more like a workbook, it might not need to be a large font, you know. But it can be.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're pretty well the same. I'm just thinking you can pretty well, you know, whatever your download is for your ebook, it can just get printed, and you can either do it, you know, a spiral bound workbook, or some people do them in binders or whatever way you want to format. And you can, you know, as I said, either sell them at the back of the room when you're speaking, or you can sell them online and then ship them out to people. Now, a starting place is you'd be mailing them yourself. You might get it weighed and know what the postage is and have some envelopes. And then as people order them, you just, you know, pop them in the mail or in a courier. But beyond that, when the orders start getting heavier, there are what they call fulfillment companies that do the fulfillment for you and ship that out. I do that on my membership site. I do audios. We do two audios a month, and I have a fulfillment company that we just send them the link to the audio, and they print the CDs and mail them all out and take care of everything.
And
they do that with your, you know, with a workbook or what I'm calling a home study system, which is often a workbook in audio, you know, audio CDs that are mailed out to people.
Okay.
So there's companies that do that. They're called fulfillment companies.
Okay. Are they located in Canada?
Yes, I'm sourcing some in Canada. Most of these services are in the U.S.
I wasn't sure. Okay,
I just located one in Canada, actually. So, and I don't have the name of it off the top, but if you want to email me, I can give that to you.
That would be great.
The name's escaping me, but I've got a colleague of mine has just started using it the last 2 months, and I'm waiting for her to test it and make sure.
See how it is. Okay, great.
Try
before you buy.
That's right, yeah.
That's super. Oh, that's great. You've answered so many key questions for me. I've been toying with this idea for a while, but I'm, you know, an absolute novice, so I hadn't really known where to begin, and you've filled in a lot of gaps even in just this short amount of time. So thank you very much for answering my questions.
You're welcome. And I just want to answer Nikki online. Nikki's on the webcast. Nikki's from Virginia Beach, and I just want to say, and I think this came in a while ago, Nikki, but I'll address this. You're asking about the average number of pages an ebook should be, and you're saying you've written ebooks with 12 pages only, and you feel it's not enough. That could be what I'm calling a special report, in a sense. It can also be in an ebook, and the number of pages isn't the most important thing. It's the value of the content. I know one woman that did web design, and then she did something on social media, and it was very valuable information, and her reports, I think one was $20, or one was 20 pages, rather, that she sold for $25, which is, you know, more than a dollar a page, but it was very valuable targeted information that people were willing to pay for. So it's not just the number of pages. If you've done the work and pulled something together for people, you know, a short report, sometimes they appreciate that. You know, short is good if you've got really concise information. where you can sometimes add value to something that's short is by having something with it that's like a resource list or a checklist or something. I'm just seeking an example. I've got an ebook on article marketing, and I include some bonuses with it where there's a bonus checklist of the top article directories and something like that. So that's the way, if you're going to charge for it and it's short, there's ways to add some perceived value to it, that even though it's short and concise, you know, it's still content rich. And anytime you're saving someone time for doing something, like if they had to go out and do all this research or find this information themselves, and you can give them even a short report, they'll be really happy to pay for that or get that information. So a shorter report is fine, or ebook, absolutely. All right, let me see what else I have to cover. The time's flying by today, so I think I've talked a lot about ideas. I don't know whether to get into some of the little bit more. I've talked about length, pricing. I talked a little bit about pricing, but I'll just say a little bit more about, I said generally ebooks in the range of $10 to $49, something like that. And the thinking is, as I said, you want something under $50 that, I think, you know, a study was done that said people will easily spend that much. But when you start getting up a little higher, you want them to make that first purchase with you as well, you know, so get them to purchase something. And then I teach a class in the what I call the marketing funnel. And this is something, actually, I'll make reference here, the course that I'm starting. I was going to start it next week, but I'm delaying it a week. It was going to start on Tuesday, but I'm deferring it till the 16th. And it's going to be a three-month course. We're going to have 9 lessons. So I'm going to cover, you know, what we did tonight. I'm going to go into much more detail. But I think it's the second lesson in there. We go through what I call the marketing funnel, and we map out your information products. So starting with your free giveaway, your lead generator, and then filling in the gaps, whether you have that low-priced product, what that is, and then you might have something that's more of a medium-range price. And the theory is that you're bringing people through what's called your funnel, your marketing and product funnel, because the mistake that a lot of service providers make is they try to bring people right up to their high-end services. I work with a lot of coaches, so a lot of coaches are taught to, you know, go get clients, and they want, you know, $300, $400, $500 a month, something like that. And that's very, very hard to sell someone on that when they've just met you. It's almost impossible, you know, to do that. So this idea of the marketing funnel and then using information products to position yourself, you know, to educate people about what you do, to give them valuable content. I said earlier, they naturally want to start working with you. And in the mid-range there, you might have, you know, it might be a one-day workshop with you, or, you know, even a half-day workshop, or a group coaching program that can be, or a teleseminar series, something like that, where it's sort of a medium-range price. Or that might be your workbook would be in there as well. You might charge, you know, $99 for your workbook, or it might have some audio with it, or a video if you want to do a DVD, and, you know, charge $199 or something. So the theory is that a certain number of people will make those purchases, and they'll follow along. They'll buy a couple of things from you. You might have some CDs, you know, that you give one away for free, and then you have some for sale. So they'll listen to the free one, and then they want, you know, they want to buy one. So over time, they're going to naturally then come to you and want a number of them, not all of them, will want your one-to-one services. So that's the theory behind this. So in the course that I'm doing, and I'm hoping some of you will come along and join me there. I'm going to go into much more detail on it. And it's at the, maybe I'll make mention of it because we're coming up to the hour, and then I will go back and cover more content. Let's see. It's at femalepreneurs.com/online profits, profits with an S, and you can get to it at the Femalepreneurs site. I don't have a direct page, but it's on my coaching page, so it's femalepreneurs.com/online profits, and I'll be sending out the link to this. So it's starting a week from Tuesday, and I'm going to take you through. This is one of my information products. I did this last summer. So it's all about starting to earn passive income from your information products, and it's a three-month group coaching program. The idea is to add a new revenue stream to your business. And so, again, wherever you are, if you're just starting with something that you want to, you know, generate leads with and attract new clients, or something, you know, you want to start working on your home study system and get the recordings done, what I'm wanting to provide is both the information and the accountability in a small group setting for you to create your information products. So whether it's a written one or audio, we get into audio, we do get into video, webcasts, online learning environments, so all the various formats that you can use to create an information product. The ideas are endless, and that's one of the things I love about this. I love helping women be more creative and create a variety of information products that they can make money while they're sleeping too. So if we take a look there, it starts a week from Tuesday on the 16th, and so we're going to be going through March, April, and May, and my goal is that you'll have at least one information product, maybe more, completed in that time. I've kept it very affordable at $159 a month, so it's three calls a month, three training calls, and then there's also an online forum where I answer questions. We answer questions on the calls as well. The calls go a little bit more than an hour, so you can get your questions answered as well. And so all the benefits I've said about doing it, you know. And then as a bonus, you also get my ebook that's called Publish Ebooks for Profit. It's the complete guide to selling information products online. So I sell that at my product page. And I think someone put us on hold. I'm going to have to, I'm just going to mute the line here. Okay, I just had to mute that out. And if anyone knows that you've got the background noise, someone put us on hold, you can press *6 to mute that. So I will unmute in just a second, see if we've lost that. So I mentioned my course. I'll be sending a link out about that, but I'm hoping some of you will join me because I'd love to support you in creating your information products. Let me just see if there's any other tips I want to give as well. I think I've covered most of them. And then I'll just see if there are any more questions, too. I talked about the selling part. I'll just mention that just quickly, that if you're selling online, you just need a couple of, your sales page, they call it, where you're selling your information product. Then you need a thank you page, so it takes people to a page that says thank you. And then there's a download page. So you just need a couple of simple pages at your website. But you also do need a way, if you're selling, to take the payments. Often PayPal is a great quick way to get started and take payments online. You can link that up to your website. So I always suggest starting really simply, and then you can always expand out from there. You know, I have a full shopping cart and merchant account system, but you don't need that right away. So start with something like PayPal to take your payments, do the delivery on it. So I think that's it. Let me open up the line again and see if we've lost the background noise. Nope, it's still there. Okay, and I'm not sure if I can tell on here. I think what I'm going to do is I can mute.
No more questions. No. I muted myself at the beginning.
Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, Ken.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Hello.
I think we covered a lot tonight. So, okay, well, I'm going to finish up for tonight then, and thank you, everyone, for joining us, those on the live line and on the webcast. I'm hoping some of you will join me in my program starting a week Tuesday. We'll send out the link, but you can find it at femalepreneurs.com/onlineprofits with an S, and I'm going to take you through 9 whole lessons and you'll have accountability and support with other women that are also developing information products. So it's a great way to get your product done. And I will be providing references to some of the virtual assistants that can help with that and resource lists, things like that. So I'm hoping some of you will join me. And thank you for joining me tonight. And we'll see you again next time. Take care. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
The moderator has left the conference.